At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of July 14th, 2014. The time is now 6 p.m. Public comments and receipt of petitions. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Would anyone like to speak? If so, please state your name and address first.
Moving on.
Okay. Staff, are there any reports and announcements to be heard?
Yes. I just want to announce that tonight is Brandy and Rebecca's last planning and zoning meeting, and I wanted to wish them both well and thank them for their service to the city of Tomball.
Really? Well, that was a surprise. Well, we're going to miss you.
Thank you.
Okay, so tomorrow night, we'll all go celebrate. I'm sorry you're leaving. 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of June 9th, 2014. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Richard. Is there any discussion or any corrections? If not, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. 5.1, consideration to approve Alexander Estates preliminary plat, a subdivision of 70.3604 acres of land, and being a partial replat of Tomball Greens unrestricted reserve C as recorded in FC number 440128 HCMR out of the Elizabeth Smith Survey, A70, Harris County, Texas. Staff, can we please have a report?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Show existing utilities along Huff Smith Corville. Change sanitary UE to COTUE along Huff Smith Corville. The plat fees were underpaid by $433.57. These fees will need to be paid with the submission of the final plat. And note that they are in the process of annexation and are currently located in the ETJ. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Is there a motion to approve the plat with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Is that Harry?
Me.
Okay. Thank you.
Harry, yeah.
All right. Is there any discussion? Questions? All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. 5.2, consideration to approve Capadonna Tracks, a subdivision of a 3.8897 acre tract being a replat of Lot 1, Block 1, Stotts Tracks, as recorded under film code number 612089, Harris County Map Record, situated in the Ralph Hubbard Survey, A-383, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Show building lines along Zion Road and Neal Street at 35 feet. Remove all side and rear building lines. Dedicate 20-foot city of Tomball utility easement along Zion Road. Renumber lot 2-3. Add required note number 2. If the previous 10-foot right-of-way dedication does not widen Zion Road to 70 feet, add a 10-foot right-of-way dedication for ultimate right-of-way. Address minor comments, including renumber notes, remove legend, spelling, and square footage rounding. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
All right. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve. With contingency.
All right, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion or questions? All right, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you. 5.3, consideration to approve second replat of Martin Marietta subdivision, being a subdivision of 29.5011 acres and being a replat of Martin Marietta subdivision replat recorded under film code number 645043, Harris County map record situated in the William Hurd survey abstract 371. And the Jesse Pruitt Survey, Abstract 629, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with the existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission in the plat for consideration in the platting process. Address minor comments, spelling. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Move to approve with contingencies.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? Seeing none. Okay, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you. 5.4, consideration to approve Value Bank, Main Street, Tomball, a subdivision of 0.6322 acres out of lots 1, 2, 3, and 14, Block 7, Main Street Edition, Volume 15, page 43, HCMR, Joseph House Survey, A34, Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for the City of Tomball and Harris County. Remove all side and rear building lines. Remove all improvements and contours. Show all old lot lines faded. Correct and add signature block for mayor and city secretary and city manager and city engineer. Add adjacent owner information. The plat fees were underpaid by $146.76. These fees must be paid with the submittal of the final Mylar. Address minor comments, decimal places. Also note, the applicant plans on renaming the plat. We'll make that note when we're presented to council. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you.
Seconded.
Thank you. All right. Is there any discussion or corrections or? Okay. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 5-0.
Five point five. Consideration to approve Live Oak Center, a subdivision of land containing 0.3335 acres, more or less, being a replat of all of Lot 4, the adjoining 3.30 feet of Lot 3, and the adjoining south 10 foot of a 200-foot wide alley in Block 10 of Main Street Addition, an addition in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof, recorded in Volume 15, page 43 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Change the right-of-way width to varies along Alma Street, a 25-foot building line along Ellis Street, change reserve to Lot 4, add line lengths and bearings, address minor comments, spelling. The plat fees were underpaid by $145.17. These fees will need to be paid with the submittal of the final Mylar. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Who jumped first? Thank you, Daryl. All right. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Five point six. Consideration to approve comprehensive plan case P14-087, request by Nancy Gomez on behalf of Nancy Gomez Revocable Living Trust to amend the city's comprehensive plan by altering the future land use of approximately 2.46 acres of land legally described as Tract 42B, Tomball Outlots, within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located between Ulrich Road and Rudolph Road, north of East Huffsmith, from low-density residential to commercial. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Madam Chairperson and Commissioners. Rebecca Guerra, City Planner. The next item, the next case before you today is item 5.6 in the name of Nancy Gomez on behalf of Nancy Gomez Revocable Living Trust. It is a request for a comprehensive plan amendment to amend the future land use of the subject property from low-density residential to commercial. Subject site is approximately 2.46 acres and is generally located between Ulrich Road and Rudolph Road, north of East Huffsmith Road. As I stated previously, the comprehensive plan designates the future land use of this site as low-density residential. Immediately surrounding the site are lands with a future land use designation of low-density residential, rural residential, and parks. As you can see from the zoning map, the properties within the single-family 20 estate district and completely surrounding the site are lands in the single-family 20 estate district as well. Here's a picture of the property. As you can see from the photo, on the site is the business Texas Star Gymnastics. The business began operating prior to the zoning ordinance being passed by the city in 2008, and so is considered a legal nonconforming use. As a legal nonconforming use, the business may continue operating in spite of it having a zoning designation of single-family 20 estate district, but it cannot expand upon the use or the size of the structure. And if the current use ceases for 180 days or more, the legal nonconforming status becomes nullified, and the only uses allowed are those permitted in the single-family 20 estate district. On May 12th of this year, the city of Tomball identified that a covered entrance had been constructed at the subject site without receiving permits from the city. You can see that covered entrance in the picture before you and in your staff reports. Because the structure would be considered an expansion of a legal nonconforming use, which is prohibited by the zoning ordinance, the property would have to be rezoned in order for the expansion to remain and go through the permitting process. The applicant has submitted a rezoning application, which is the subject of the next request before you. This request is for a change in the future land use, so that if approved, the rezoning request will be consistent with the comprehensive plan. Property owners within 200 feet of the project site were mailed notification of this proposal on July 3rd, and as of 5 p.m. today, one public comment form has been received opposing the request. It's shown as the red star on the map before you. A copy of this comment form has been provided for you also. Staff recommends denial for the following reasons before you and also in your staff reports. The proposed comprehensive plan amendment appears to be inconsistent and incompatible with the surrounding land uses, zoning districts, and future land use designations. The proposed comprehensive plan amendment appears to be inconsistent with the following comprehensive plan goals, objective, and actions. So I'm going to each read the three objectives and actions that are stated specifically in the comprehensive plan. So objective LUD 1.2 requires the future land use promotes a cohesive land use pattern by minimizing incompatible land uses. The commercial future land use designation would be inconsistent with the surrounding designations. The nearest commercial property is at the intersection of East Main Street and Willow Street. The city's comprehensive plan generally locates commercial designations along major thoroughfares and away from parks to avoid traffic and land use incompatibility issues. This request is both not along a major thoroughfare and is adjacent to two city parks. Second one is the objective LUD 2.1, which requires that future land use protect the rural character and in continued ranching or agricultural uses where appropriate to maintain the rural lifestyle in Tomball. The vast majority of the properties to the east of the subject site between Rudolph Zion and East Huffsmith Roads have a future land use designation of rural residential. Allowing this property to be commercial would not appear to promote or protect the rural residential character intended for this area. And finally, action LUD 3.1.1 requires that a future land use protect existing residential areas from encroachment of incompatible uses. Allowing the proposed comprehensive plan amendment may set a precedent for future non-residential development to the north. The existing land uses to the north are single-family residential in nature, are zoned for single-family use, and have a future land use designation of residential. Therefore, the action requested tonight is to deny comprehensive plan case P14-087. This concludes staff's presentation. We're available for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case and state your name and address for the record?
Okay, I'm Nancy Gomez, and the address of the facility is at 1230 Ulrich Road, Tomball, Texas, 77375.
And your address?
At my house? That's my gym address. My home address is 32210 Spinnaker Run, Magnolia, 77354.
Thank you.
Okay, as you know, I'm here to ask for rezoning from residential to commercial for the sole purpose of being able to enhance the site. This process was started when I was approved for two grants by the Texas Economic Development Corporation. I was not aware that the TEDC was not Tomball, although I received approval from the Texas Department of Economics for the facet improvement and the new sign improvement. I was mistakenly thinking that I was approved by the city to install both items that I found out was not true. So for that is why I'm here tonight. Tomball is growing, and Texas Star Gymnastics would like to be a part of that. We already have a facility that is state-of-the-art and has been in place since 1999. We have had many team members for the United States that have trained in Tomball and have attended the camp in Waverly for USA. And I'm very lucky I've chosen an area that is by two parks that I think enhances both areas. I like bringing in customers from surrounding areas versus them going to Spring, Conroe, Woodlands, and other places where gymnastics centers are available. We're the only gymnastics center in Tomball, and we've been the only one for the last 30 years as I purchased Tomball Gymnastics and it became Texas Star. If you grant this rezoning, I can continue to enhance the property to stay in the same enhancements as the park. Many of my customers use the park on a daily basis and enjoy going over to have one child do tennis, one child do gymnastics. We have Bandidos behind us that we work very closely with. Their kids come to my gym, my kids go to their gym. It makes it very convenient for parents to have a one-stop shop where they can get all their kids and all their activities in the same location. This area, Texas Star, is in an athletic area, I believe. We are across the street from a park, next to a park, baseball's down the road, Bandidos are behind us. It's a prime location for parents to be able to come to this area and take all five of their kids to five different events at the same time. I have many parents that drop their kids off at baseball and they come sit in the air conditioning at my gym and watch their daughter do gymnastics versus their son do baseball. So I hope you will grant this request. As the gas company that's next to the park has also been granted a rezoning in 2010, so they are light industrial over there, so we would not be the only industrial commercial property in the area.
Thank you very much. Let's see what time it is. Public hearing on comprehensive plan case number P14-087 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:19. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Okay. All right. Ms. Gomez, if you'll just have a seat, we'll be right with you.
The thing that, my name is Tommy Grove, and I live on Rudolph.
Okay, what is your address, please?
1502 Rudolph.
Thank you.
And the problem with this deal is our street is residential, but she wants to make it all the way through to our street. On her side, you know, where they have the gym, that's well and dandy. But for our street over there, it's not so good because we have homes over there. And Rudolph is, the street is not big enough right now for two cars to pass. Mm-hmm. And you put a business, another business over there, the baseball guy, he's already got the thing jammed up on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody around there, the neighbor to her is, I mean, her, I don't know what she wants to do on our end, but I think it should stay commercial on her end and let ours stay residential. That's it.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak regarding this request?
Can I comment on the Rudolph Road?
Let me get the others and then you can speak. Thank you. No, let me, we have another gentleman who'd like to speak, and once he's done, then we can have. Yes, sir, if you'd please give us your name and address.
My name's Don Garrett. I live at 1510 Rudolph Road.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Echo what Mr. Bro said. Rudolph Road's a very narrow road. It's almost impossible to get. It can be done, but generally, to get an 18-wheeler down there for any kind of business work, work on an oil well that's there or anything, you have to stop sometimes to let cars go by. It's a very narrow street, and I just think it's could eventually, if turned into commercial, that the Rudolph section of that property would hamper what we've got and be a bad influence for people who might want to buy in the area. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak regarding the request? If not, Ms. Gomez, you have.
Well, in response to Rudolph Road, I actually sold 25 feet of my property on Rudolph as requested by the city of Tomball so they can widen the road. I don't know what their prospective time is on widening that road, but that's why I sold them, why I sold the city of Tomball the property, because they requested me to sell them the 25 feet, and I agreed to do that. So that road's going to be widened, and my customers actually could come through Ulrich to the back of the property also, and you know, we would leave up trees and stuff, whatever we needed to do to make sure that the homes are secure and nobody's going over there. So Rudolph Road is in the city plan to be widened, and the only reason why I know that is because I have the paperwork that I sold them the property to do so.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. There are no additional comments. The public hearing is now closed and the time is now 6:23. May I have a motion to approve comprehensive plan case P14-087?
Will we have an opportunity to ask questions?
Yes, we'll do this, but we have to get to the point where
I'll
discussion.
Make the motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any discussion?
I had a question relative to what you said, Rebecca. The improvements that they made, the awning, constitutes a revocation of their existing status? Does that mean they are no longer a business? They got to shut down?
No, sir. The business, the legal nonconforming use will only cease if the business itself ceases to operate for 180 days. The mere virtue of the fact that the awning, the porte cochere, was built means that they never went through zoning and through building approval. So at this point, they have an illegally constructed structure, which technically is an expansion of a legal nonconforming. Their use isn't going to go away simply because they expanded it. At this point, they either need to rezone the property and get the right zoning, and then go through the zoning and permitting process through building, or they fail here, and then they have other options they can pursue or tear down the addition that they added.
Okay.
But the use is not going to stop simply by them having added this structure.
Okay.
I have a question, Rebecca. If they sold the property, the use would cease, wouldn't it?
If they sold the property and the use that comes in after them is the same use within the same category, zoning category, mm-hmm. they may continue with that use simply by selling it. Mm-hmm. That grandfathered in, that legal nonconforming doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. But if all uses cease for 180 days or more, then the legal nonconforming use goes away.
However, if the use of the property is changed, then the nonconforming...
The use of the property can be the same type of commercial use, mm-hmm. as long as it isn't, it can't be more intense, but it can be the same, and right. it can be less intensive, mm-hmm. okay. but it cannot be more. But if no use is on the site, then it reverts back to its single-family 20 estate district uses.
Okay,
here's my question. Now, if the owner of that property needs to expand, they're not allowed to do that, they don't want to put any road, they have to just consist with what they have right now. This is
the
it.
Building that is the use, so in this mm-hmm. case it is defined as a dance, drama, music school, that use cannot expand. However, if they want to do improvements to their site, that is repave, widen the entranceways, restripe, any of those things, they're allowed to do it today. That's not an expansion of a use. Okay. So improvements are absolutely allowed. The use itself cannot expand.
Right. Okay. She can't build another building.
And this portico share, because it's a habitable space by human beings as opposed to animals, it is considered a structure and therefore an expansion of the use.
So she could not build another building on that property?
No, ma'am.
And you can't change it to light industrial either, commercial, mm-hmm. because that's another
that's more
description
intense.
Of the commercial property. So she can't even go.
It's a more intensive.
More intense use.
Yes, ma'am.
Based on the client.
Is there any other category or any other use that could possibly be done for this property?
This commission has the ability to recommend for an office zoning district. However, even an office zoning district would require a conditional use permit, mm-hmm. and it would still be an example of spot zoning. That way, it would be a different zoning designation
right.
than those lands, those properties immediately around it.
Okay.
Same is there such a category as an education facility?
No, wouldn't sir. Know? There's general retail, commercial, light industrial, old town, and mixed use. But if this commission chooses to not recommend approval of the comprehensive plan and the rezoning, the applicant still has the ability to ask for a text amendment. So what they can do essentially is change the zoning ordinance to allow for a dance, drama, and music school to be permitted with a conditional use permit in the SF20 district. So even if you all don't feel comfortable recommending approval, there is another venue that the applicant can take to pursue the ability to expand on her structure and expand the uses in the back. And because conditions can be placed on a conditional use permit, you can limit the uses, you can limit the hours of operation, you can limit the expansion that takes place on the site. Well, as opposed with the rezoning in the state of Texas, conditions placed on a rezoning called conditional rezoning is prohibited by state,
right.
by case law in Texas.
Okay, my question to you is this. In SF20, that's larger lot residential.
Yes, ma'am.
Would that be considered appropriate for the area?
Truthfully, staff has not had an ability to examine whether a conditional use, whether the request for a conditional use permit would be appropriate in mm-hmm. SF20. But it is an option that can take place.
Because you have not been provided with an application for conditional
exactly,
use.
Sir.
Right.
But it is an option that the applicant pursue, and we've let the applicant know that should this request not move forward, or, I'm sorry, should fail at City Council, they have the ability to ask for a text amendment to allow it with a conditional use permit in SF20, and then follow up with a request for, in fact, a conditional use permit to exist, mm-hmm. where you all and City Council could add conditions of approval that would perhaps mitigate some of the objections that some of the residents might have. Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be until staff had been provided with that permit and all the accompanying information that they could make a determination on that, mm-hmm. on that permit, if in fact it comes.
If it comes, okay.
But it is an option.
Okay. Does anybody have any other questions or discussion? Okay. Please enter your vote now.
So the motion that you have before you is to approve the comprehensive plan.
Which is to deny it going to commercial.
No. The recommendation was to deny.
To approve it.
The motion was to approve it.
Right. Okay. So you have the ability to either...
If you want to go with staff's recommendation, you have to deny it. If you want
you to
approve
vote
it,
no.
Then you vote yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you vote no, right?
If they want to go with staff's recommendation, vote no. If they want to approve the amendment to the comprehensive plan, then vote yes.
Got it. Do you have any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion fails 5-0.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, 5-7 is the zoning case.
Ma'am?
5-7, zoning.
You don't want to read
this? No, I'm going to read it. Just give me a minute. I'm just making sure we still move forward. 5-7, consideration to approve zoning case P14-088, request by Nancy Gomez on behalf of Nancy Gomez Revocable Living Trust to amend the city's zoning ordinance by rezoning approximately 2.46 acres of land legally described as Tract 42B, Tomball Outlots, within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located between Ulrich and Rudolph Road, north of East Housesmith Road, from single family estate residential 20 district to the commercial district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Next case before you today is item 5.7, and then also in the name of Nancy Gomez, on behalf of Nancy Gomez Revocable Living Trust, and is a request for rezoning from the single family 20 estate district to the commercial district. The rezoning case is for the same property you heard in the previous public hearing for the comprehensive plan amendment. So the subject property is 2.46 acres and is generally located between Ulrich Road and Rudolph Road, north of East Huffsmith Road. As I stated previously, the comprehensive plan designates the future land use of this site as low-density residential. Immediately surrounding the site are lands with a future land use designation of low-density residential, rural residential, and parks. As you can see from the zoning map, the properties within the single-family 20 estate district and completely surrounding the site are lands in the single-family 20 estate district as well. Here's the same picture of the property that you saw previously. Property owners within 200 feet of the project site were mailed notification of this proposal on July 3rd, and as of 5 p.m. today, one public comment form has been received opposing the request. It's shown as a red star on the map before you. A copy of the comment form has also been provided for you. Staff recommends denial for the following reasons before you and also in your staff reports. The rezoning request appears to be inconsistent and incompatible with the future land use designations in the vicinity of the subject site. The vast majority of the properties to the east of the subject site between Rudolph, Zion, and East Huffsmith Roads have a future land use designation of rural residential. Secondly, the rezoning appears to be inconsistent with the existing parks and single-family residences and those that the city intends in the future for this area. Third, furthermore, many of these uses that are permitted in the commercial district appear to be incompatible and inconsistent with the existing uses in the vicinity of the subject site. If the property is rezoned to the commercial district, the entire property will be allowed to have any of the permitted uses designated in the commercial district. And finally, the proposed rezoning appears to be a spot zoning request, which is not permitted in the state of Texas. Spot zoning is the application of zoning to a specific parcel of land within a larger zoned area when the rezoning is usually at odds with the city's comprehensive plan and zoning designations. The rezoning may be for the benefit of a particular owner and at odds with the pre-existing adjacent property owners. And that's an exact definition of spot zoning from the American Planning Association's manual for planning. So the action requested is to deny zoning case P14-088. This concludes staff's presentation. We're available for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case and state your name and address for the record, please?
Nancy Gomez, 32210 Spinnaker Run, Magnolia, Texas.
Thank you.
It's the same case sort of to me, so I don't really, I can't enhance any more than, I understand the spot zoning. We had a meeting today. We went over the spot zoning, so I understand that the gasket company next to the park is spot zoned it, but evidently you have 15 days to come in and question that approval on that zoning, and after the 15 days, you're good to go. So I guess that's how they got the approval for the rezoning, as I was explained today at the meeting. So all I can say is we're the only gymnastics center in the area. Spring Creek just left and moved over to Student Airline. So I know that there's facilities or land available to develop as gymnastics centers, but you haven't had anybody that wants to do that because Tomball's been smaller than a lot of the cities they can go to, Woodlands, Conroe. And so we just wanted to try and enhance our building so people would have a more comfortable stay there. We can offer more programs like karate, dance, boot camp, Zumba, all those other kinds of sports. We already train a lot of kids from Tomball High School in pole vaulting. We train swimmers, dancers, all kinds of athletes, keeps them going in their sport and off the streets, and it's great for the kids, and we would just like to continue to provide the service for Tomball.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The public hearing on zoning case P14-088 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:36. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request? You have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. If you wish.
For the same reasons that I said before, if we just don't need a commercial in our neighborhood. I mean, I know where she's coming from because I've been through the same problem, and I know all about that zoning. And but this is it. We like it as a residential for our family. We've raised our kids and everything around there, so that's why we built our homes there. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you. So anyone else who'd like to speak regarding this request?
Chairman, Mr. Brough and Mr. Garrett have both submitted opposition forms for the record.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. If there are no additional comments, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:38. Okay. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-088?
Motion to approve.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there a discussion? Anybody have any questions or anything? Well, please enter your vote now.
Motion fails 5-0.
Okay. Thank you. 5.8, consideration to approve zoning case P14-109, request by Stephen Vaughn on behalf of Carrie Barnes to amend the city's zoning ordinance by rezoning approximately 0.68 acres of land legally described as lots 1, 2, 3, and 14, Block 7, Main Street Addition within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located west of Lawrence Avenue, south of West Main Street, from the Commercial District and Old Town and Mixed Use District to the Commercial District. Brandy. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Brandy. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. The next case before you tonight is item 5.8. It's a request by Stephen Vaughn on behalf of Carrie Barnes for a rezoning of the subject property from the commercial and Old Town and mixed-use district to the commercial district. The subject property is approximately 0.6 acres in size. It is located west of Lawrence Avenue and south of West Main Street. The comprehensive plan identifies the site as mixed use. Surrounding the site are lands with a future land use designation of mixed use as well. The proposed rezoning appears to be consistent with the comprehensive plan. Surrounding the site are lands zoned Old Town and mixed use and commercial districts. The commercial district is intended to provide a location for commercial and service-related establishments. The uses permitted in the commercial district appear to be compatible with the Yalum Yard, the retail center, and former and current eating establishments and medical office in the vicinity. Also, with the appropriate design standards, the uses permitted in the commercial district may too be compatible with the single-family residences in the vicinity. Here's a picture of the subject site. As you can see, the property is currently vacant. Property owners within 200 feet of the project were mailed notifications of the proposal on July the 3rd, and as of 5 p.m. today, one public comment form has been received in favor of the request. It's shown as the green star on the map for you. A copy of this comment form has been provided for you as well. Staff recommends approval of zoning case P14109 for the following reasons shown before you and in your staff report. The uses permitted in the commercial district appear to be compatible with the surrounding uses. There are numerous vacant properties elsewhere in the city already zoned commercial district. However, there is little vacant property in the vicinity zoned commercial district. Third, few if any effects on other areas anticipated to affect public health, safety, morals, or general welfare. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Few, if any, effects on other areas designated for similar developments are anticipated. The proposed rezoning is not anticipated to affect the public health, safety, morals, or general welfare. And finally, the proposed rezoning and uses appear to be consistent with the future land use of mixed use. The action requested tonight is to recommend approval of zoning case P14109. This concludes staff's presentation. We're available for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak? Is the applicant here? Would you please come forward, present his case, and state your name and address for the record?
Madam Chairwoman, I'm Stephen Vaughn. I live at 13322 Wildwood here in Tomball, and me and my two partners, who also are married to my two daughters, Carrie Westenberg and Carrie Barnes. We purchased this property for the purpose of building a commercial building, knowing our profession is probably going to be a bank. And because it's situated in four lots, three of which are zoned commercial and one of which is zoned mixed use. Is that right, Rebecca?
Yes, sir.
And we just feel that if we're going to do it, let's do it right and get the whole. Matter of fact, I think the zoning even doesn't follow the property lines, does it?
You are correct, sir.
So we'd like to get it clean and right, and we anticipate building about a close to a 6,000 square foot nice building there and conduct business on that location. Any questions that you might?
Okay, we'll get to those in a moment. Thank you. Is there? Okay. My mind's not where you really with this. Okay. The public hearing on zoning case P14109 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:43. All right. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Okay. There are no additional comments. Public hearing is now closed. It is 6:43. That's fast. Okay. All right. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-109?
I move to approve 14.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All right. Is there any discussion? Anybody have any questions? Like to ask the applicant.
Sounds good.
All right.
It's a good plan.
Pardon?
It's a good plan.
Okay. Please enter your vote now then.
Come on.
It's not me this time.
I pushed it once.
Motion carries 5-0.
I pushed it twice.
Yes, once. Okay. 5.9, consideration to approve comprehensive plan P14-118, request by Harold Ellis on behalf of BCDE Limited and Ebsen and Associates, Inc., to amend the city's comprehensive plan by altering the future land use of approximately 70.36 acres of land, legally described as all of proposed Alexander Estates subdivision, and being a partial replat of Tomball Green's unrestricted reserve C as recorded in FC number 440128, HCMR out of the Elizabeth Smith Survey, A70, Harris County, Texas, within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located east of Huffsmith-Corville Road, north of Spell Road, from rural residential and business industrial to medium density residential. So, staff, could we have a presentation, please?
The next case before you today is item 5.9, in the name of Harold Ellis on behalf of BCDE Limited and Ibsen and Associates Incorporated. It is a request for a comprehensive plan amendment to amend the future land use of the subject site from rural residential and business industrial to medium density residential. The subject site is approximately 70.36 acres and is generally located east of Huffsmith-Corville Road and north of Spell Road. As I stated previously, the comprehensive plan designates the future land use of this site as rural residential and business industrial. Immediately surrounding the site are lands with a future land use designation of rural residential and business industrial as well. As you can see from the zoning map, the property is within the ETJ, so there's no zoning designation. As part of the special council meeting held previously today, City Council has agreed to an annexation of the subject property. As part of the annexation, this property has been automatically given a zoning designation of agriculture. The next case before you is a rezoning request for the single-family 9 residential district. Here's a picture of the property. As you can see from the photo, on the site was a former horse training facility as well as some vacant land. Property owners within 200 feet of the project site were mailed notification of this proposal on July the 3rd. As of 5 p.m. today, one public comment form has been received in favor of the request and two in opposition. They are shown as the green and red stars on the map before you. A copy of these comment forms have also been provided for you. City staff recommends approval for the following reasons before you and in your staff reports. The rezoning appears to be consistent and compatible with many of the surrounding land uses, zoning district, and future land use designations. Secondly, the request appears to have adequate access and roadway capacity. And third, the request appears to be consistent with the following comprehensive plan goals, objectives, and actions. So I'm going to read you the three objectives and actions from the comprehensive plan. So objective LUD 1.2 requires that a future land use promote a cohesive land use pattern by minimizing incompatible land uses. Second action is action LUD 1.15, which requires that future land use ensures that new developments invest in and contribute to the community's quality of life and amenities. And the third action is action LUD 3.1.2, which requires that future land use partners with the development community to provide a wide variety of housing products that are compatible with existing neighborhoods and meet existing and future residential needs. Therefore, the action requested tonight is to approve comprehensive plan case P14-118. This concludes staff's presentation. We're available for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case and state your name and address for the record?
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Harold Ellis, and I'm a planner with Jones and Carter and Associates. Staff has obviously given you an overview of the case, so I just have a few things that I'd like to illustrate to help show you what the development plans are for the property.
Could you give us your address, please?
Yes, ma'am. 701 Baring Drive.
Thank you.
In Houston, Texas, 77027. What you have before you is an aerial with the subdivision plat, which was conditionally approved earlier tonight, which shows the layout of the property. As you can see, well, on this one, the main entrance is from Spell Road. And then you see the layout of the subdivision with the detention behind it, and there are existing single-family homes to the north and south of the proposed subdivision. As I mentioned, there are 128 single-family lots being proposed. The typical lot size is in excess of the SF9 zoning district, which requires 9,000 square feet, and we're proposing 13,500 square feet. The approximate home sizes will be from 3,000 to 5,500 square feet, with a price range from $400,000 to $600,000. There will be a landscaped entry and amenitized detention, as I showed you on the site plan, which will have trails, fountains, sitting areas, access to Tomball Golf Course. As also, as I mentioned, entrance will be from Spell Road. And as part of the subdivision plat, we are dedicating the necessary right-of-way for the widening of Huff Smith Corville Road. The next few slides are just some images of typical homes, which would be similar to what's being proposed in this subdivision. And this is not the detention pond, but a detention pond similar to what's being proposed with this subdivision as well. And that concludes our presentation. Be happy to answer any questions following the public hearing.
All right. Thank you. The public hearing on Comprehensive Plan P14-118 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:51. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Okay. All right, seeing none. The public hearing is now closed. The time is 6:51. May I have a motion to approve Comprehensive Plan Case P14-118?
Motion to approve.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion?
I just had one question. I'm not a
planner. Of the applicant?
I'm sorry?
Of the applicant?
Of the applicant, yeah.
Would you please come forward? Thank you.
I'm not a planner or a designer, but is one entrance ingress and egress adequate for this subdivision?
We have one primary entrance. We also have a secondary entrance, which is for emergency access only off Huff Smith Corville Road in the form of a reserve.
I don't see it on the drawing that it seems like they're going to be backed up all the way from Alexander Boulevard back going to work in the morning, but mm-hmm. That's the only question I had.
I have a question. If it's for emergency access and in and out, this implies that you're going to keep it locked or blocked in some way?
We would need to check with city staff on what the requirements are for the emergency ingress egress.
Uh-huh.
Typically, it could be something like grass pavers or something like that.
I'm sorry?
A lot of times, the emergency access areas like we're proposing can be grasscrete, so they do look like it's a lawn or something.
Mm-hmm.
Some cities require them to be locked. We would have to work with city staff to determine what the requirements are in Tomball.
And looking at your layout, my assumption would be, where's your detention pond?
Where is the detention pond?
Where are you planning on putting it? Up there in that upper corner?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If so, it is a concern of mine. If you have, say if we have a problem and you can't get in and out through Spell Road, how are you going to get people out?
We would have the access point to Huff Smith Corville, if we could point to that. Or do you have the point?
There's lots all the way around there.
No, there.
It's approximately in this location. It's reserved D, I believe, on the plot.
Yes, right there.
Oh. It's reserved what?
D.
D.
So you'll have two emergency points of access then?
Yes, ma'am.
Reserve D.
How wide are your roads?
Okay.
Everyone has a copy here.
All the right-of-ways are 60 feet, and they will build it to our standards.
Will they?
Yes, okay. They have to.
28-foot roads?
Yes, and they'll be, because they will be city roads once they're annexed. It won't be a gated community.
Okay. All right, that was my concern. Thank you.
I do have a question for you. So you're saying the price range for these homes are $400,000
to $600,000?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and you're looking at building how many?
The 128 lots.
Okay.
Going on this commissioner's comments, though, you've got one in and out for 128 homes. That seems a little low. Like, taking this reserve and making it another entrance would make some sense.
True. I'm not sure what the city's requirements are. I do know that we meet the requirements for the number of access points.
The fire code is the only thing that requires them to have a secondary access point
right.
with 30 homes or more.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet the intent of the rules at this point.
Okay. I just feel sorry people getting out in the morning.
Just from a design perspective, what rationale went through your mind when you were designing it to just have one entrance and exit? I mean, you guys have done this a lot, so you know.
My name is Doug Iverson. I live at 24522 Creekview Drive, Spring, Texas. We approached it from two standpoints. One, we like the entrance off of Spell Road because that has that country feel to it, and it's a little off the beaten trail and promotes being hidden back there, security. At the time, the Texas Economic, Tomball Economic Development Council was talking about, based on a traffic report, that they were going to put a signal at Spell Road and the new entrance into
right.
the Tomball Economic Development Council.
Yes.
My understanding is right now that that one is on hold, but they're putting a signal at Holdereth in combination
yes.
with Commissioner Cagle with Harris County. So there'll be some signalization, there'll be slower traffic. If we were to take the entrance just out to Huffsmith Corville Road as a true entrance, I don't think that would facilitate the traffic entering Huffsmith. We think that the Spell Road access is probably better long term with the signal.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions or any discussion? Evelyn?
That young gentleman in the back there has been raising his hand. He can't talk?
No.
Okay.
He cannot speak. All righty. Is there any other discussion or anything? Okay, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. 5.10. Consideration to approve zoning case P14-102, request by Harold Ellis on behalf of BCDE Limited and Edson and Associates, Inc., to amend the city's zoning ordinance by rezoning approximately 70.36 acres of land, legally described as all of proposed Alexander Estates subdivision and being a partial replat of Tomball Greens Unrestricted Reserve C, as recorded in FC number 440128 HCMR out of the Elizabeth Smith Survey, A70 Harris County, Texas, within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located east of Huffsmith Corville Road, north of Spell Road, from the agricultural district to the single family residential 9 district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
The last case before you today is item 5.10, in the name of Harold Ellis on behalf of BCDE Limited and Ibsen and Associates Incorporated, as a request for a comprehensive plan and his request for a rezoning. Good golly. Oh, from the it has no zoning designation, so it would be a rezoning from the agricultural district to the single family 9 district. Subject site is approximately Okay, you'll have to take my word for it. The subject site is approximately 70.36 acres.
There we go.
And is generally located at east of Huffsmith Corville Road, north of Spell Road. As I stated previously, the comprehensive plan designates the future land use of this site as rural residential and business industrial. Immediately surrounding the site are lands with a future land use designation of rural residential and business industrial as well. The previous case before you was for a comprehensive plan amendment to change the future land use designation of the site to medium density residential. So as you can see from the zoning map, the property is within the ETJ, so there is no zoning designation. But as part of the proposed annexation, the property has been automatically given a zoning designation of agriculture. So the applicant is requesting rezoning to the single-family 9 residential district, which is consistent with the lot sizes they are proposing for the development. Here's a picture of the property again. As you can see from the photo, the site is still a former horse training facility, as well as some vacant land. Property owners within 200 feet of the project site were mailed notification of this proposal on July the 3rd, and as of 5 p.m. today, one public comment form has been received in favor of the request and two in opposition. They're shown as the green and red stars on the map before you. A copy of these comment forms have been provided for you as well. City staff recommends approval for the following reasons before you and in your staff reports. If the future land use designation of the property is changed to medium density residential, the rezoning request will be consistent with the comprehensive plan. Secondly, the uses permitted in the SF9 district appear to be compatible with the single-family residences and vacant land in the vicinity. Thirdly, the proposed rezoning is not anticipated to negatively impact any existing or proposed plans for providing public schools, streets, water supply, sanitary sewers, and other utilities to the area. Fourth, few if any effects on other areas designated for similar developments are anticipated. And finally, the proposed rezoning does not appear to negatively affect the public health, safety, morals, or general welfare. The action requested tonight is to approve zoning case P14-102. And this concludes staff's final presentation. We're available for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case? State your name and address for the record, please.
Again, I'm Harold Ellis, 701 Bering Drive in Houston, Texas, with Jones and Carter, and I don't have an additional presentation. We'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. The public hearing on zoning case P14-102 is now called to order. Let the record show. Time is now 7:01. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
Yes, my name is Skip Fortune. I am at 11011 Spell Road. I may have missed my opportunity. I apologize. This is the first public hearing I've attended. I wanted just to restate a point that Mr. Bird made and several others. Spell Road, we moved there a couple years ago. We moved there because of the culture, that road. It's country, it's wonderful. But we've also got a new neighborhood off of Spell Road with an entrance only to Spell Road, and now this one. And I'm just concerned about the traffic. It's really going to cause some problems. Right now, you can't even hardly get onto Huffsmith Corville. So I just wanted to express my concern with that. Have no problem with the zoning. Love the single family. It's great. But I'm really concerned about the traffic and the fact that the entrance is on to Spell Road. So
thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? All right. There are no additional comments. Public hearing is now closed. The time is 7:03. May I have a motion, please, to approve zoning case P14-102?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Okay. Is there any discussion or questions?
Basically, we can't do anything about this design of this subdivision. All we can do is...
You could have done it with the plat, but not with the rezoning or the comprehensive plan.
Right. So while the street is a concern of all of ours, there's nothing we can really do about the entrance of that street onto...
That's a question for the city engineer and the legal and our legal representative. Because you had the plat before you.
Yeah.
That was which designated the entrances and how they function with the reserves.
Right.
So the city engineer and our city attorney are the best sources of the answer for that.
Thank you. Laurie, as city engineer, would you address the issue of the traffic and some of the things that will be going forward possibly for the area?
Right. There is going to be a traffic signal installed at Spell Road and Huffsmith Corville, so that will alleviate the traffic issues. The TDC is funding that. Yes, they are correct. Harris County is funding the Holdrith Huffsmith Corville Light, and the city is funding the Spell Huffsmith Corville Light. So there we will see some relief with traffic being able to get out and maneuver. That is in the near future. It should be started under construction within the next year.
Okay.
As to the single entrance, we can't, they can design it as long as they meet our minimums, our requirements, and all our rules. They have the right to do it.
Can you give us, do you have any idea on the status of Huffsmith Corville as far as the widening of that road that might help with the traffic issues in the area?
As you may know, Harris County started with segment one, which is Spring Cypress north to a road, I can't remember the name of it, and they have switched. They went from the south side, now they've switched to the north side, which is segment six, which goes from 2920 south to Willow Creek Estates, and they're going to widen that segment. Which segment they go from there, we don't know. We think it will be segment five. So they're in the construction phase of segment one, they're in the design phase of segment six, and so hopefully next year they'll start the design of segment five and the construction of segment six as they move forward to help alleviate traffic and congestion.
And within that period of time, the signals will be built, and then eventually the road will be widened. That should help with all the traffic
Correct.
Issues in the area.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Are there any other questions or discussion? All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 5-0.
Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve adjournment.
Is there a second?
Second.
please enter your vote now.
It's going to get ugly.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Hurry up, Harry.
Let's not get violent.
All right. The meeting is now adjourned. The time is 7:06.
Your second one.